The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I'm Sasha Shipway and this is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Coming up, we reveal the name of the Flyhawk netball as we celebrated our 500th podcast last week.
Hi, this is Shani Layton and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Erin Moroney from Nibble Protein joins us to explain more about their range of low GI foods and the benefits they bring to pro athletes.
I was training for the marathon. This was, I think it was in 2016. And I was working in a really, really busy creative agency. And I had very little time to eat. And I had been a really poor vegetarian stroke vegan. So I just ate lots of vegetables. And whilst I was training for the marathon, I discovered that I was protein deficient. And when I looked at the amount of protein I needed to kind of consume daily for the level of training I was doing, I was woefully inadequate. So I started looking around at sort of protein bars, particularly just to supplement my diet, not as a main part of my diet. And when I looked at the sort of protein bars, they were just, well, they were just full of sugar, or they were, you know, just full of ingredients which were sort of Frankenstein ingredients, which is what I call them, which isn't kind of real food. So I was really on a mission to sort of create a product which was low GI. So that means that it's slow releasing, so it helps to give your blood sugar, it kind of keeps it nice and even. And I wanted something that wasn't date-based, because I'm not a massive fan of dates and everything tastes like dates. And I wanted something bite-sized, so and I wanted something vegan. So I set up on a mission to kind of create my own.
Something, I suppose, as well, that is handy and bite-sized and easy to take while you're on the run, then?
Yeah. I mean, for me, funnily enough, when I'm running, I never eat. And in fact, I'm actually really terrible about drinking water when I'm running. But, you know, the distances I tend to run are sort of like up to 15K at a go when I'm just normally training, in which case I don't really need extra nutrition. But we do find that ultra marathoners love our bites because they're bite-sized. They're also really great if you're a cyclist. So cyclists love having them in their little sort of bum bags. So those are really, really popular. But because our product is sort of lower in sugar, some athletes like to use, they kind of want that massive sort of carb hit. But ours is really about kind of keeping you satiated throughout the day, because they're really filling, because they're very high in protein and very low in sugar. But they're also really good in terms of recovery too, because the protein is obviously quite key for recovery.
What about the recognition you've had from others in terms of nutritionists and publications, health publications, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we're really, really lucky, because we seem to be the nutritionist product of choice. So we work with a lot of really well-known nutritionists who recommend our product to their clients. For example, Yvonne Bishop-Weston, who's a nutritionist and BBC presenter. We work with Kimmy Pearson. We work with a lot of the sort of really well-known nutritionists, because they really love the fact that our product is genuinely healthy, because there are so many sort of faux healthy products on the market. We also, for example, work with London Medical, which is the number one diabetes clinic in the Southeast. And our Nibble products are part of their Smart Weight program, because they're diabetic friendly. They recommend it to their patients, which is fantastic. So we've been really lucky in that respect. And we've also won a lot of awards. So our lemon coconut won the Best High Protein Snack in the Nourish Awards. Our chocolate orange won the Best Snack Bar Silver Free From Food Award. So we've won a lot of recognition within the category as well, which has been great.
I don't know, you could see my next question. The next question was going to be those lemon coconut bites. Definitely one of my faves. And even new stuff like the chucky chips and, oh my goodness, the fudgy lemon. Wow, you got the jackpot there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so we have the new range, which is called Nibble Simply, is a kind of keto-friendly low-carb range, but it's really different than most other keto-friendly products on the market. And it really says it in the name. It's very, very simple ingredients. So we've kind of created quite an innovative recipe, which is just made with really simple, but just a handful of ingredients. So they're made with a kind of cashew base, and they've got coconut flour and some coconut nectar, but it's a very, very tight ingredient deck. And they've got a great texture. So the fantastically fudgy lemon shortbread is sort of one of the favorites that actually won a commendation in the Nourish Awards. And our cheeky chopped chip cookie dough was a finalist in, it was a best snacking innovation finalist in the World Food Innovation Awards. So we're getting really, really great feedback on the new range, which is exciting.
I don't need to know secrets as such, but the actual production, will you trial recipes over and over again until they're just right?
Yeah, so that's unfortunately that's my job is because so I create all the recipes myself, and it's a much longer process that I think it's probably than I ever understood previously. So essentially, I come up with a kind of base recipe, and then it's a question of how to adjust it so that it can maintain the shelf life. So there's a lot of trial and errors, but I probably, on average, make something like 50 batches at home before I even bring it to my manufacturer. So I'm kind of tinkering with it. I'm a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to the recipes, and I always think I can just make it a little bit better, whether it's the texture or the flavor. And it's for that reason that we actually created, believe it or not, our very own chocolate for our new range, which I never realized how complicated that was. But I wanted chocolate chips that were free from refined sugar, and I didn't want any sugar alcohols in them. And I wanted them to sweeten with a bit of coconut sugar. And I just couldn't find anything on the market that fit the bill. So I then started learning all about chocolate making, which is so complicated. It's crazy. But we're having our first really big run of chocolate chips produced in Belgium, which is quite exciting. And we're going to be selling those direct to consumer in the coming months, which I'm really excited about.
There was the distribution deal in place with Waitrose as well, but recently you moved to Amazon. So I suppose, what were the challenges behind that, and did that have something to do with COVID?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, invariably a lot of the kind of listings that were in the works pre-COVID just got put on hold, and a lot of that was largely because our category is what's called kind of impulse, which is the grab and go category. And no one was going anywhere. So, you know, a lot of stores found that a lot of, the convenience snacking has really dropped off, because people, you know, who were typically buying snacks while they're in the office were just at homes and may have been baking. So, during COVID, we just had to kind of pivot a little bit. So we really worked on our direct sales from our website, and also really expanded on sort of Amazon, and we're actually going to be launching in the coming weeks. We've got quite a few new exciting listings. So our new products are going to be available on Ocado in the next few weeks, and also we're going to be launching on Holland & Barrett online in the coming weeks. So we've got some exciting online launches coming up in the next few weeks.
Definitely new partnerships. In the meantime, how can we try some of the Nibble products for ourselves?
Well, you can buy them from our website, which is wearenibble.com. And we have a 15% off discount, which is netball15. So if you just key that in, then you get 15% off. Please try them. We're getting great feedback, and we hope you enjoy them.
Well, there's been plenty of interest as people get back to playing the game that we all love. One of these teams is Birmingham Moseley Netball Club, associated with the rugby team as well. And I've been speaking to Steph Bragg to find out more.
Yes, so I personally have played rugby at Moseley for a long time, and I played netball since primary school. So last year, before COVID hit, we were looking at entering some netball teams into tournaments that consisted of netball rugby players. So last year, obviously then COVID got in the way and the netball tournaments didn't happen. But we were looking at activities and trying to keep the rugby girls together, and lots of rugby girls played netball. So we approached the rugby club to see if it would be possible to create a Birmingham Moseley netball team under the banner of Birmingham Moseley Rugby. And the main club were very keen for us to get set up, because they're looking to expand the sports that they can offer under the Moseley banner. So they've put their support behind us, and we've spoken to England Netball and managed to get ourselves set up. And in the new year, we've finally managed to get ourselves into a league. So come June, Birmingham Moseley Netball Club will be competing in their first official netball matches.
Yeah, that'll be the Birmingham Summer League, won't it?
Yeah, it's Birmingham Summer League, so we've managed to secure a place in Division 4, and I've also spoken to the Birmingham Winter League as well, to see if there's any possibility that we could enter a team or two into the Winter League, which starts in September, so we're just waiting to hear on that. But we've had so much interest. There's been one post go out on Facebook kind of announcing the formation of the team, and the amount of people in the local area who are absolutely dying to give netball a go or get back to netball since school, it's been massive. So I'm hoping that we could get more than one team.
Definitely, yeah. A need.
Absolutely. I couldn't believe the response, to be honest. The one Facebook post, I think within an hour I'd had about 30 people contact me to say that they wanted to get back into netball. So the more teams that are available just offers netball to a wider audience.
And we see it in the Super League as well, the likes of Wasps and Rhinos, just about making it a family club.
Exactly. So I've grown up at Moseley, so I've always been involved. And obviously when I got to 17 and I could play rugby myself, that was a great avenue for me to compete in sport that way. And you do try and get the female members of the club involved in the rugby side of things, but obviously it's quite an intimidating sport. So to offer something that's slightly more female friendly on the sporting front, and offer sport to that wider community that we do have at Moseley Rugby Club already, it's just a great avenue to get more people involved in Moseley and in sport.
Is the idea here maybe that people can obviously want to get involved, but do you have maybe a couple of players already sorted?
Yes, so obviously I've played netball for a long time myself, so I've got a lot of netball contacts, a lot of friends in the netball community who've said that they're interested in playing for us. And as I've mentioned, we had quite a lot of rugby netball players, so a lot of girls joined the rugby team who were already playing netball themselves. So we've got a nice pool of players to pick from there already. But as I said, the interest that we've had with the club already has been huge. So I think the idea is we're going to enter the Summer League kind of with the experienced players we've got, become an established team, an established club, and then when we look to enter the Winter League next year, to have a kind of a second team and a development team coming through so that we can offer netball to a wider audience.
Going to be sponsored by Moseley Auto Centre as well. Sponsorship in the game is hugely important. So what about their support?
Absolutely brilliant. So the post I put out announcing Moseley Netball Club on Facebook and Instagram, immediately Patrick from Moseley Auto Centre contacted, said he thought it was an absolutely fantastic idea to get more women playing sport, and that he was fully behind us and that he'd give us some financial support to get our new kit sorted and some balls and our first aid kit and everything. So he's been a great support to get things off the ground.
Midlands, obviously Wasps and Lightning in there. Which side of the fence are you on?
Definitely a Wasps girl. I've been down to watch a few games with some of my teammates. Just a great day out, and lovely to see netball played to such a high standard in the local area.
I'll have a word if you want. You can all be ball girls. Let me know.
Might be a bit too old.
And I suppose the important thing then, information has just been released, but how can we find out more in the meantime?
So we've got an Instagram page and a Facebook page. If you search for Birmingham Moseley Netball Club, there's contact details, email addresses on both those pages, and you can get in touch and we can give you some more information about when we'll be training over the summer.
So just before we go, we've got time to announce the winner of the Flyhawk Netball. It was that special prize that we were running alongside Flyhawk to celebrate the 500th episode recently. The winner of the Flyhawk netball is Pip Page. All you need to do is send at Flyhawk netball a DM. Pip Page, congratulations. You've won a Flyhawk netball. Right, thanks as always for your support. Send us a DM. As we get back to play, really love to know what's happening at your club. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.